This morning we talk about financially being astute. We're talking about those with more modest means who try to make the most of their money. And to make the most of their wealth, the financially astute and may consciously or unconsciously hold on to a set of money management principles that protect their wealth and ensure that the money is working as hard as possible. This morning we have Yusuf Bumji, who is a tax and business consultant at IntegriFin Advisory, consultant to businesses of all sizes from SMMEs to large listed companies. Brother Yusuf, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Saab, jazakallah for the opportunity.
Jazakallah for joining us this morning. I mentioned the word in my introduction being financially astute. From where you are, and what do you make sense, or how do you explain that to people when this particular term comes up?
Sheikh Maulana, I think our general conception of financially astute is usually associated with someone who has the ability to earn or make a lot of money. And we all have that one uncle or cousin. However, this is a bit of a misnomer. And in the context of our discussion, I would define a financially astute person as a person that saves a lot of money rather than makes a lot of money. Many years ago, I had the privilege of listening to some profound advices by Dr. Marius Barnard. And he was a very famous and extremely wealthy heart surgeon and pioneer of health insurance in South Africa. And the one concept he explained, and it stuck with me, is that you don't get rich by making a lot of money. You actually get rich by saving a lot of money. So irrespective of how much you earn, you need to have the fiscal discipline to diligently save a portion of your earnings to ensure that you are able to sustain your lifestyle after retirement. And Mufti Saab, I'm sure you'll agree with me as well that there's no contradiction in saving a portion of your wealth from a Sharia perspective.
Definitely, yes.
And in this regard, I read a beautiful transcript on the Radio Islam website of Sheikh Shuraim's khutbah, explaining in great detail how Islam encourages the concept of saving.
You use the word fiscal discipline. Now, you know, when people hear the word fiscal, then they think it's something to do with the economics, and those are the words they hear when the budget speak. So what does it mean, really?
It's financial discipline.
Yes.
So, you know, the ability to draw up a budget intelligently and you know, stick to it on a monthly basis, as difficult as it seems.
One aspect is obviously to save for bigger items that a person may want to purchase to make investments, and then obviously the reality of retirement. Is there any way of gauging that? How much should a person be saving for retirement, and how does one prepare for that?
It's a good question, Maulana. But before I answer that question, it's important to note that as many as 50% of South Africans actually don't have a retirement plan. And National Treasury estimates that 6% of South Africans will only have a decent requirement, and that's an extremely small percentage. As to how much we should save, well, there's no one-size-fits-all plan for retirement. We all have different needs, goals, and life circumstances, but there are guidelines we can follow to ensure that we have enough money for our golden years, inshallah. You should not only save as much as possible, but the golden rule is you should start saving as early as possible. And these days, people generally are living longer, and coupled with the impact of inflation and rising living costs, it's no longer sufficient to save only 10% of your gross income, and that used to be the yardstick in the old days. But first off, you know, you shouldn't set your savings goal as a lump sum amount, such as 5 million or 10 million, but rather in terms of the monthly income you need for retirement. This can then be worked back to the size of the retirement pot that you actually need. But in rand terms, there's no one correct answer because we all have different incomes and lifestyles. If you can live comfortably in 10,000 rand a month, then perhaps 2 million is enough for a decent retirement. But if you need 50,000 a month, then even 5 million won't be enough. And having enough means that you can maintain the standard of living that you are used to, you know, for the rest of your life. So you know, just some calculations and benchmarks and guidelines, to replace 60% of your final salary in retirement, and this is how much you need to save, according to the calculations of the very smart actuaries. And the assumption is that you start work at the age of 25 and retire at 65. So if you just start work, you've got 40 years left to retirement and no savings. Then the golden rule is you need to save 15% of your income. You know, if you have 30 years left to retirement, then you need to save approximately 22% of your income. And if you have 20 years to retirement, you need to save at least 36% of your income, and that's a large percentage. But another way of looking at retirement saving is to work out how much you should have saved towards retirement at certain points in your life. So if you've been working for 10 years and you around the age of 35, you should have saved around 2 times your annual salary. And if you're working for 25 years at the age of 50, you should have saved 6 times your annual salary. And if you're working for 40 years at the age of 65, when you're close to retirement, you should have by then saved up 12 times your annual salary.
Yeah, so a lot of figures and a lot of different ratios that you share with us on how to work things out. You know, in the practical sense, why is it that people sometimes don't even think about retirement? Is it because, you know, the idea of that age they may be incapacitated, or that it's something that it's maybe perhaps that people think that retirement is a time which is close to death and you don't want to think of that type of thing. What is it in your experience that you've observed as to why it doesn't cross people's minds?
I think, Molana, firstly, in a country such as ours where, you know, the salaries are low, you know, most, there was a frightening statistic the other day that, you know, majority of South Africans live for under 28 rand a day. So if your priority is survival, then savings sometimes always takes a backseat. But obviously, as you earn a bit better, etc., you know, the temptation is obviously to, when you start working and you have a decent salary, you know, to spend money on perhaps non-essentials or luxuries, as we would term it. But, you know, that's where the discipline comes in, where you need to, from the outset to inception, you know, save a portion. And, you know, it helps not only also in terms of retirement, but like you said, you know, incapacity, retrenchment, etc. So it's important that we develop a culture of saving.
Yes, certainly. Any final words that you'd like to share with people, a final encouragement as to why they should take the retirement, you know, serious retirement savings serious and have a plan and a preparation for that?
Gee, I think, Molana, there's two things. You know, one is there's an old popular Chinese proverb that says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is now. So it's never too late. But as we discussed, the closer you get to retirement, the greater the percentage of your monthly salary you need to save. So, you know, you need to start almost immediately. And it's important to get professional advice. But I think, Molana, you know, one of the misconceptions as well is that retirement funding is limited to, you know, what we would generally term a pension fund or provident fund or retirement annuity. But the idea is to create passive income for you after you retire. So, you know, you're not actually working for your money. So you need a diversified approach. You know, investment in property, in a business, you know, can work just as well. So I think the message is it's never too late. If you don't have any retirement savings, you need to start immediately. And, you know, inshallah, there'll be baraka in there.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair for sharing those valuable advices with us this morning.
Walaikum salam. Jazakallah for the opportunity, Ameen. Officer.
Yes, our topic this morning to start off with was focusing on saving for retirement. And our guest, Yusuf Bumji, who is a tax and business consultant. And I think the important point that he made is that you need to be saving more than you are spending. That is a person who is financially astute. Generally, we think of a financially astute person as someone who is able to make a lot of money. But if you're making a lot of money and you're spending a lot of money, then it doesn't really help you in terms of long-term and preparation for the future. He shared with us some fascinating ratios, and I think you can reflect on that at various points of your working career, how much money you need to save to prepare for retirement. And towards the end, the proverb that he shared, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the next best time is now. So saving is important, and especially in a society that has become very consumeristic as well as capitalistic, we need to look at ways in which we can save money for the future, and that we can also, control and continue to utilize our money in a way that is best for us so that we don't waste.